During times of drought, animals are stressed to the limit. Normal behavior is basically thrown out the window, and it becomes a no-holds-bar fight for survival.
If Utah Raptor and Gastonia happened to meet, and I think they would have tended to avoid each other, but if environmental factors such as extreme drought, food deprivation, that sort of thing, forced unpleasant interaction, I would tend to think that, like all predators, Utah Raptor would be forced to assess the health conditions of the Gastonia. But with Gastonia, it's very tough to figure out a place where there was a chink in the armor.
But there was one piece of evidence that puzzled experts. The Gastonia skeleton had no marks or gashes in the bone. Dinosaur expert George Blassing has an answer.
The reason why there were no bite and claw marks on the bones of the Gastonia is because its body was so well protected by body armor. Even something as powerful as Utah Raptor cannot bite through that armor to reach the bone below. And to make matters worse, that body armor was covered in a protective sheath of keratin. So even if the raptor was able to leave bite marks in that keratin sheath, we would never see them because the keratin covering decomposes when the Gastonia dies, and that leaves behind no evidence whatsoever.
Only the belly and legs of the Gastonia lacked armor. It protected these soft spots from predators by hugging the ground. The Utah Raptor was far more intelligent than the Gastonia, but was it clever enough to figure out a way to reach its vulnerable underbelly?
If you look at the physical strength comparing Utah Raptor and Gastonia, Gastonia comes out ahead. Utah Raptor, it's strong, but it's a lightly built, bird-like predatory animal. Gastonia is a very solidly built animal. It has to be physically strong to carry all that body armor. So it's going to be, in just terms of sheer muscle mass, by far the more powerful of the two.